Hey folks, Dan Ferreira here with your closing bell for August 21st, 2025. So we got that other tick again. We keep getting those plus 01 ticks. When's it going to stop? Well, tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Federal Chairman Powell speaking at Jackson Hole. That's going to be the news of the week. But first, I want to go over to here, show you guys this. This is the reaction so far that we're seeing in the bond market. Bond yields rise ahead of Powell's Jackson Hole speech. So I'm going to take it over to Rick Santelli. And he's going to explain to us what's the bond market's looking at for tomorrow's in tomorrow's report from the federal chairman. And the reason why we're doing this, folks, is if you're watching this video, you're trying to figure out what's going on with those. And I'm here to explain the whys they're changing. So let's get to today's report. So I first want to take it over to Rick Santelli at CNBC. I got two reports actually from Rick today because we focus in on mortgage rates. Now, if you don't know, and if you haven't watched his channel long, mortgage rates are actually created by a bond, a mortgage bond. So we really focus in on where the 10-year treasury is going, where the bond market in general is going. So Rick, let's see what his take is on today's, bond yields ahead of Jackson Hole speech. Rick, take it away for me, buddy.
All right. So let's talk more about the Federal Reserve. What does the bond market really want to hear from Jerome Powell at that big speech in Jackson Hole tomorrow morning? I don't know, but Rick Santelli does. He's in Chicago with more in the bond report. Rick.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the market wants to hear something specific from Jay Powell. I really think it's more the other way around. I think Jay Powell has a bigger issue trying to read the markets. And if we look at today was a big day. Look at twos and tens on a 12-hour chart. At 9:45 Eastern, we had PMIs, and the PMIs were pretty good. The composite was solid, manufacturing really zoomed, service sector doing pretty well, and you can see how the charts moved up in yield there. And it isn't only that, it's anticipation, and I guess this may answer part of your question. A hawkish tone is what kind of the markets expect, because they're riding up into the speech tomorrow, 10 o'clock Eastern. Now, if we look at twos and tens month to date, very telling chart. If we're above 433, we have a new high yield monthly close for tens. Right now, anything above 377 is new high monthly close for twos. We're already there. And all that's going on, the dollar index just can't seem to get going strong, even though it's turned up just a bit.
So the next thing I want to go to is this morning's report. Now, where this morning's report comes into play, Rick Santelli is going to tell us. He gives us the data that we got today. And here's the bullet points of the economic news we got for today. We had initial jobless claims. Not bad. Okay, they were up a little bit, but not out of control. Philly Fed manufacturing PMI, servicing PMI, existing home sales actually exceeded expectations. Well, let's get over to Rick to explain these numbers to us and how solid are those numbers truly? Rick, this is very important, you guys have to understand. So, Rick, explain this one to us, buddy.
Yes, this is definitely the most important data of the morning. Watch yields firm up here. S&P Global, these are the PMIs in manufacturing and services and include the composite. They're August preliminary. In a couple of weeks, we'll have better reads, maybe more precise, but these are nice. We're expecting a number under 50 for manufacturing, not to be. 53.3. That is the best since May of 22. It reverses a sub-50 read that we had. Obviously, it's not only, if it's the best since 22, it's by far the best of the year. And if we look at the services, well, the services is the only one out of the three that isn't sequentially higher than last month, but it's still solid. 55.4, that's the best since Dec of 24. So obviously, it's the best of this year. And finally, the composite. And this is really nice. 55.4, exactly the same actually as the services. This will be equal to where we were in December of last year. But to find a higher read, you're going back to April of 22. So these are very solid readings. Interest rates moving up just a smidge. Do remember that 429 is settlement. So as we sit here, whisker under 432, we're up a couple of basis points. We still have existing home sales and LEI to come. But this really is a reading to pay attention to, especially with that service number as solid as it is.
Okay, so we get the numbers. What does it mean for us? So let me put this in layman's terms for you, I guess. These numbers are pretty good. And now we have even more Fed officials coming out saying we don't need rate cuts. So a good economy, good news, equals maybe not so good news for interest rates and mortgage rates, because the Federal Reserve saying now maybe we don't need to cut. And there was two or three Fed officials out there saying exactly that today. So when you back it up with the good manufacturing numbers and the unemployment rate not falling off a cliff, it's good news for the economy, but it's also bad news for rate cuts, because now let's see how the probability is looking. Let's get over to the CME Fed Watch group. Is it tumbling now? This is telling us what the Federal Reserve is expected to do at the next meeting or the next few meetings. Let's get back to probability so we can see it on there. 73%. It just keeps going down and down and down. This was 99% last week. And when the Federal Reserve cut rates last time, this was 55%. So it went from 55 to basically 100%. Now we're below 75%. So is there going to be a rate cut next week or next Fed meeting? I'm still saying yeah. And I think they're just going to cut it, and just because the news is coming in good, inflation isn't spiking out of control, and just to appease the market, they're not going to go 50, but they're going to do something just to get everybody off their backs. So that's what we've seen so far in the markets today. Let's go over to the stock market, see how it's faring for today. We'll bring that up right through here. The biggest news, like I said, is Jackson Hole coming out tomorrow. We have the Dow Jones down 150 points, NASDAQ down 72, but like Rick Santelli said, I think the markets are expecting a hawkish tone from the federal chair. Hawkish tone means he's going to say things like the rates are good where they are, maybe we can increase them higher. That means that's going to be skittish for the markets. Let's go over to see what the VIX is doing for us. The VIX is up 5%. What the VIX tells us is basically what the anxiety level is on Wall Street. When it's up, that's not good. But we're still in the teens, which is still giving us okay. But again, everybody's sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out what the Fed's going to do at the next meeting. So we're looking at that. Let's go over to see what oil's doing for us for today. It's up a little bit, but it's still below that $65 a barrel that we focus in on daily to see how that's affecting inflation right through there. Oil rises on signs of strong demand, Russia-Ukraine peace uncertainty. So if there's more stronger demand, there's going to be that supply needed in oil, but is it going to be resolved? Then we're only time's going to be able to tell. So we'll focus in on oil to see where the inflation numbers are going. But so far today, folks, in the markets, the economy's looking strong, but that's not good news when it comes to the Fed. So if you're focusing in on where mortgage rates are going, I think Rick gave it to us. We're going to be in a solid range or a tight range right through here until the markets just have a catalyst to break out. What can that be? Well, maybe that can be the China tariffs, maybe the settlement of the Ukraine-Russia war. That could be another catalyst. But what the markets are focusing on right now is what the Federal Reserve Chairman is going to say tomorrow. And I'm not going to be here tomorrow morning to do the event. I'll try to get up maybe early in the morning. I'm going to go visit my uncle. He's in a nursing home near Cleveland. It's about 5-6 hours away. We're going to go visit him and then visit some other family members, and I'll be back over the weekend. So I might not be here tomorrow morning, and if I'm not, please, all I need you guys to do is go and check the headlines. See where the bond market's going. See what Federal Chairman Powell says. If you start seeing the markets rally and bonds getting a little bit better, that's going to be good for mortgage rates. If you see the markets turning, and just watch the bond market, folks. You can watch Rick Santelli. If you're seeing a depletion in the bond market, that means it's not good news for mortgage rates. But I'll try to do a morning video before all this hits the fan, and I can explain to you guys what the expectations are and what might happen to these things tomorrow. So, folks, that is our report for today. If you want to learn a little bit about who I am and what I do, my name is Dan Frio. I work at a bank and have a federal license. That federal license enables me to work with you guys no matter where you are in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing about us is we do have a slogan. And that slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? It's pretty simple, folks. We're not a broker because we're a bank, but we're similar to a broker. We're set up with 33 other lenders to be able to use their products, their rates, just like a broker does. So I'm going to get you approved here at the bank, but if I can get you a better deal somewhere else with another bank that we're affiliated with, that allow me to do that to make sure when you call in, we're searching high and low to make sure we get you the lowest rates, the best fees, keys in the market and walk you basically from application to keys in your hand or application to actually getting a lower rate and maybe skipping a mortgage payment. So thanks for watching today. I hope you learned something today on economics and how mortgage rates work and the whys behind it. So tomorrow I'm expecting really the markets to be flat until the Jackson Hole speech from Federal Chairman Powell. That will be a market mover, I can assure you. So stay tuned for tomorrow and see how that reflects, and I'll try to do my morning report to help you guys understand the markets, how rates are going, and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Be safe out there, folks. See you next time. Bye-bye.